You're listening to SBS News.
In Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum is gathering for a four-day summit. With war raging in Ukraine, there was little surprise Russia's invasion has dominated discussion. But the United Nations food chief, David Beasley, wasn't just critical of the Kremlin's use of bullets and bombs.
Failure to open up the ports is a declaration of war on global food security. It's absolutely at crisis mode. What do you think is going to happen when you take a nation that normally grows enough food to feed 400 million people and you sideline that? What do you think is going to happen?
This is what they think will happen. If Russia continues to blockade Ukraine's ports, the roughly 10% of global wheat exports it usually produces will spoil. As a result, 1.9 billion people could be facing food insecurity by November. Mr. Beasley says a food crisis was already looming, but Russia's invasion has only made matters worse.
Before Ukraine, I was already out there with a clarion call that we've got a world food crisis and we're facing the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. Just when you think it couldn't get any worse over a year ago, you had Ethiopia, then you had Afghanistan, and then the breadbasket of the world. This now got the longest bread lines of the world. And so now, because of this crisis, we're taking food from the hungry to give to the starving.
The countries most dependent on Russian and Ukrainian grain are those likely to suffer most, and they're overwhelmingly in Africa and the Middle East. Benin and Somalia rely on the two nations for all of their wheat, and Egypt does for 82%. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Kristalina Georgieva, says the situation is all but certain to deteriorate.
2022, it is going to be a tough year. We have commodity price shock in many countries. Over the last week, oil price went down, but food price continues to go up, 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 up. Why? We can shrink the use of petrol when growth slows down, but we have to eat every day.
Ukraine says Russia isn't just blocking its exports, but pilfering its grain too. Satellite imagery today showed two Russian bulk carriers in the Crimean port of Sevastopol that appeared to be loading up with wheat. The Ukrainian government has long accused the Kremlin of weaponizing food. In his address to the World Economic Forum, President Volodymyr Zelensky said only one weapon could counter it.
Embargo for Russian oil, full blockade of Russian banks with no exceptions everywhere, full blockade of Russian IT, complete stop of trade with the aggressor. If an aggressor loses everything, it certainly deprives him of motivation to start a war.
Germany says the European Union will agree on a total embargo of Russian oil within days. That will be its toughest sanction yet, and painful not only for Russia. Increasing transport costs are already contributing to this growing food crisis. Turning off a key source of fuel could exacerbate it, a disincentive the Kremlin has likely been counting on. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.